The Guardian.
At the outset, as a Conservative MP, I recognise that social fairness remains a weak flank for my party. And that's not just to do with its history, but it's, I think, looking at the broader factors and groundswell of economic and social change affecting Britain, with austerity, the emergence of an hourglass economy, the pressures of globalisation, the relative decline of the West. I think the Conservatives are going to need, at this election, but also more broadly in the future, a stronger positive vision of what the fair society looks like.
I think the problem for me, the issue for me, is there are lots of bitty things that we've done, but there's no narrative.
Yeah.
And I think partly, you know, we don't need to agree with this, but partly because the Blairites have been kind of cleansed, and that thinking about meritocracy is being trumped by the egalitarian sweeping analysis. I think there is a massive open goal for the Tories to say, look, we don't believe in the egalitarian answer to social justice. I think that kills the golden goose that lays the economic eggs. But look, meritocracy, social mobility, this is our mission. And I think it will be great because I believe in it, and I don't think people will dispute that I'm coming at this in a genuine way. But also it would feel more for my party more authentic than just engaging in this political cross-dressing with Labour and some of the egalitarian stuff, which perhaps we've been accused of in the past, which, aside from anything else, for example, on the minimum wage, which if I thought it would actually help the lower paid, I might take a different view about it, but I don't. And actually it feels like even Tories talking about it is a gift for Labour. And the other one is house building. And I agree with what Aditya said. If building more homes, more affordable homes, is a long-term thing. No point in pretending it can happen like that. But actually, again, this government gets a lot of stick for it. But actually, if you look at the last 4 years, affordable homes built, on average, compared to the 13 years of Labour, 31,000 per year under Labour, 48,000 per year under this government. But it still doesn't feel like that's a strong point in this coalition, because it's not nearly enough given the problems we've got. And finally, if you look electorally at what's going on with the left uniting of the Lib Dems hemorrhage votes, despite getting all this credit from the coalition policies, and UKIP splitting the right, one thing is clear, both in terms of the centrist voters we need to win, but also the UKIP centre-right people that have been hoovered up. He said we need to have something stronger to say to the old blue-collar working-class Tory that, like it or not, actually understood what Thatcher talked about with the property-owning and shareholder-owning democracy. And so this is an attempt, I hope forward-looking, not backward-looking way, to try and say to my party, look, let's recover this ground.
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.